Chapter 2. George's Plan. George sat quietly at the table in the kitchen, feeling very afraid. He did not like his grandma. He really did not like that horrible woman. Suddenly, he wanted to do something to her, and it had to be horrible too.
"I'm not going to be frightened of Grandma any more," he said softly. "What can I do to her? I want her to feel afraid. I'd like Grandma's chair to explode," George thought. "But I don't have an exploding chair. I'd like to put slugs down the back of Grandma's dress. But I don't have any slugs. I'd like to put 6 angry dogs in Grandma's room and close the door. But I don't have any angry dogs."
While George was thinking of ideas, he saw the bottle of Grandma's medicine at the other end of the kitchen. She had to take her medicine 4 times a day, but it did not help her.
"Grandma's medicine isn't strong enough," thought George. "She takes it, but she's still really horrible."
Then George had an idea.
"I'll make her a new medicine. It will be very strong, and it will be magic. No doctor has ever made a medicine like this. Maybe it will make Grandma better. Or maybe her head will explode."
George looked at the clock. It was 10:05. Grandma had to take her medicine at 11:00, so he had nearly an hour.
"I'll start now,"
cried George, jumping up from the table.
"I'm going to make a magic medicine, and I'll give a nice big spoonful to Grandma. What will happen to her? Let's wait and see."